الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين ولا عقبة للمتقين الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد الحمد لله الله تبارك وتعالى has granted us this month of Shaban. Actually, when the month of Rajab would commence, that's the month before Shaban, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this special dua. And this dua was, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. That Allah bless us in the month of Rajab and the month of Shaban and grant us the tawfiq to reach the month of Ramadan. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making this dua, that Allah give us the tawfiq to reach the month of Ramadan, that shows how great the month of Ramadan is. Death is inevitable. It can happen to anyone. It will come to anyone at any time. And Prophet was always ready. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala called him, always be ready. Anybody? And it is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that whenever the souls of the prophets were to be taken by the angels, Allahu Akbar, they had to take permission from the prophets. For me and you, they won't take permission, they'll come ahead. But when from the prophets, they take permission to extract their soul. Yet still, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua, O Allah, grant us the tawfiq to reach the month of Ramadan. The month of Sha'ban is mentioned in many a hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would constantly fast in the month of Sha'ban. Constantly fast in the month of Sha'ban. Many nights during the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in preparation for the month of Ramadan. So get into the routine, because in the month of Ramadan, Allahu Akbar, it should be me and my Creator. Me and my Khalik. Me and my Creator. I put aside everything else, all my commitments and all my mashghuliyat and everything else, and me and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I should be conversing more with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are 3-4 ways of conversing with Allah. One is salah. Al-musalli yunaji rabbahu. That a musalli, he converses with his Lord, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is our miraj. Anybody? To reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is our miraj, which is salah, which is namaz. Other is the tilawat of Quran al-Kareem. Because tilawat of Quran al-Kareem is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the words of Allah. So when we recite, it's like we are conversing with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third form is zikr, any zikr. La ilaha illallah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, durood sharif. Regarding zikr, Allah mentions in the Quran al-Kareem, Ya ayyuhal ladhina muzkurullaha zikran kathira. All those who believe, do the zikr of Allah abundantly, constantly. Allah ka zikr kasrat se kiya karo. And there's no ibadat mentioned in the Quran al-Kareem in relation to where I said do it a lot except for the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That doesn't mean don't do other ibadat excessively, quite a lot. But regarding zikr especially, Allah mentions Uzkurullah zikran kathira. Allah ka zikr zyada karo. Why is that? It's because zikr is such an ibadat, it can be done at any time, in any situation, in any circumstance, in any state. You don't need to be in the state of wudu. You don't need to be in the state of wudu when you're doing zikr of Allah. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah. You can do it while you're sitting, while you're standing, while you're reclining, while you're walking, while you're at work. While you do anything, zikr can be done. That's why Allah says, do a lot of zikr because that is very easy for you. The Volkswagen blocking some of the cars. Registration DY61KMO. There's one other. The registration F4HTY. F4HTY. Thank you. So zikr is such an ibadat, very easy to do. That's why Allah says, do it a lot. Uzkurullah zikran kathira.
You wake up in the morning, you're going for Fajr Namaz. Because first thing is Fajr Namaz. Not everything else. Allahu Akbar. So, soon as you leave the house, do dhikr. You can enter the masjid, tahiyatul masjid, tahiyat wuzu, do rakat, two rakat salah, and then you're waiting for the jamaat, you engage in dhikr. You're going back, you engage in dhikr. While you're going to work, you engage in dhikr. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha mentions regarding the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yaskurullah ala kulli ahyani. At all times, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was always engaged in dhikr. At all times. Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam har waqt Allah ke zikr mein mashgul hote the. If not zikr al-lisan, definitely zikr al-qalb. Even if may not be the zikr al-lisan, zikr from the tongue, but definitely zikr from the heart. Those people who do excessive zikr, they are those people who don't waste even a second. We waste so much of our time in idle talk, idle gossip, idle conversation. Wasting time. No benefit of the dunya, no benefit of the akhirah and the hereafter. So these nights, special nights Allah has granted us, is that we actually utilize those nights in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And try to understand our purpose of life is وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ is the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the worship of Allah. So out of this month of Shaban, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has granted us a very blessed night, the 15th of Shaban. Anybody? The 15th night of Shaban is a very blessed night. And they are both extremes in relation to these, the virtues of these nights. There are certain people who unfortunately completely deny the existence of this blessed night. They say there's no such thing at all. No such a thing at all. No need to do it. No such thing, doesn't exist. It's not mentioned any authentic hadith, whatever. So there are those who don't even regard it. They won't do any ibadah. They won't do anything. But in reality, if we study the hadith and the narrations, there are approximately 17 sahaba who have narrated hadiths related to the virtues of this blessed night. 17 sahaba. Now, although we individually say that a hadith may be weak, but when there's a multitude of hadith, multitude, it gives strength to that amal. And there's multitude of hadiths, though some may be weak, not everyone are weak actually, I'm going to make that point as well. Allama Suyuti Rahimullah has given a whole lineup of so many hadiths in relation to the 15th night of Shaban. Allama Abdul Hafiz Makki Sahib Rahimullah, a great scholar, he studied in Makkah al-Mukarramah, Khalifa Sheikh Zakaria Rahimullah, mentions a whole list of all our great scholars who mentioned the importance and the virtues of the night, 15th night of Shaban. Allama Suyuti, Allama Munziri, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, in his Mustad of Hadith, collection of hadiths, mentioned many hadiths related to the virtues of this blessed night. So because so many Sahaba, 15 to 17 Sahaba, have narrated the hadith on the virtues of the 15th night of Shaban, it cannot be rejected, cannot be ignored. It cannot be ignored. Plus, also we need to look, it's called Ummat Ka Amal. In Urdu they call it Ummat Ka Amal. The amal of the Ummah right from the time of the Sahaba and the Tabi'een has always been that on this blessed night, they will actually give great emphasis on this blessed night of the 59th of Shaban, and they'll do extra worship and extra ibadat on the blessed night. So when there's an amal of the Ummah, that is also something which cannot be ignored. From generation to generation, right from the Sahaba, right from the Tabi'een, it cannot be ignored. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, from his zamana, okay, he noticed everyone praying Quran separately. Preparing saying Quran, some two people here, three people here, one prayer here in the month of Ramadan, reciting the Quran. He gathered everyone all together under one imam, and he appointed Ubay ibn Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala an to lead the prayers for Tarawih. Who was that? Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. No sahaba, not a single sahabi, ever rejected this amal of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. They all agreed. And 20 rakats was appointed by Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. And they were all Ashika Rasul. All those there were The Sahaba who had deep love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if this was not accepted, one Sahabi would have at least said something. They all accepted this amal is a great amal. And that is that Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, who people say is only a statement of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. I will tell you, be very careful when you make this statement, it's only a statement of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, because there's at least 17 to 20 places in the Quran Kareem where Hazrat Umar gave his opinion, and that opinion became the Sharia and the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 17 places in the Quran Kareem, they call it Muafiqat Umar. Where Hazrat Umar gave an opinion, Ya Rasulullah, I think this should happen, or this should be the law, immediately was approved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and became the Sharia. The law of hijab. Sahaba would come, many people would come to the house of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Azwaj al-Mutahara, the wives of the Holy Prophet were there as well. Hazrat Umar said, Ya Rasulullah, a lot of people come to your house. And you got your wives there as well. Some are good, some maybe don't know what intention they're coming for. It would be really nice if there's to do parda in hijab. Immediately Allah tabarak will reveal the verses of hijab. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Maqami Ibrahim may pray namaz. Near Kaabatullah. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala and subhanAllah was his desire, Ya Rasulullah, I think this place we should pray namaz. Two rakat namaz after tawaf, you pray there. Allah ta'ala rubbed this opinion of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, Allah revealed the Quran, وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُسَلَّى. Maqami Ibrahim ko musalla bana do, namaz pani ki jaga bana do. Who gave that opinion was Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Person did not say, no, I did not say it, you said reject. Umar, you are saying it, I accept it. And now when he appointed the 20 rakat tarabi and everything, now if someone was to say by it was only Hazrat Umar, by Allah, think so many times Hazrat Umar gave his opinion was approved by Allah, approved by Rasul. And obviously when the Prophet passed away, he must have noticed the mahal and the environment, that there were many sahaba were being martyred in the battles and many hufaz kiram. So if this tarabi was not actually set up in this manner, in this shakal, then it could be we could lose the Quran Kareem. And because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has taken the responsibility of protecting the Quran, wa inna lahu lahafizun, so Allah instilled in the heart of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Be careful before we say that it was only Hazrat Umar who introduced it. Very, very careful. These were sahaba who were very close to the Prophet. They seen the Prophet. They seen, you know, they could feel the wahi descending. They knew what Allah and Rasul liked and what they disliked. They would never do any amal after that which they would know that this Prophet would never approve of. Never. You know, when you're so close to someone, very close to someone, very attached to someone, you know what their likes and their dislikes. You know, but if I do this, you don't have to say, no, ye naraz ho jayenge. If I was to do this, they'll get to be upset. Why? Because you got that special attachment. The Sahaba would never introduce anything knowing the fact that the Prophet would never like this amal, they would never introduce it. That's why the Sahaba were given the title in the Quran Kareem, Radiallahu anhum wa radu an. Allah was pleased with them, they were pleased with them. So, like I mentioned, there's about 17 Sahaba, subhanAllah, who have narrated narrations related to the virtues of the 15th night of Shaban. But one thing, mashallah, is that there's no special method of doing ibadat. You know, it's a special way of doing namaz on a particular night, special type of zikr, special type of tasbih, nothing like that. The tilawat we do, zikr we do, the namaz we do, it's normal that we do, but do more than regular. You should be doing it anyway. Anybody? And that's one of the reasons why you have these special nights. Allahu Akbar. So that at least, and we emphasize it, we make announcement for it, we might even have people gathering, so at least people know the emphasis of these particular nights and virtues. Otherwise, let it not come. There was a time, I'm telling you, when the night would come, it would be full right up to there. 10-15 years ago, the majma would be full right up to the end of there. It's going quiet. It's not sunnat, it's not this, it's not that. You don't want to do ibadat? You don't want to do ibadat? Slowly it will go. It's already going. I think We have authentic scholars, ulama, authentic ulama, scholars. Get your ilm and knowledge from them. Soon as we go out to other places, it's going to lead away from the right path. Stay attachment with our ulama, with our teachers, with our mashayikh, with our local imam scholars. Just keep attachment with them. Very, very important. This night is so blessed, mashallah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks His servants, Hal min mustaghfirin? Hal min mustaghfirin? Is there anyone there, out there, to seek forgiveness? So I'm ready to forgive. Hey, koi maghfirat talab karne wala, ke main unki maghfirat kar do. Who is making this announcement? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani Allah is so merciful. Allah is so merciful. Ki bhai, just turn towards me and I'm ready to forgive you. Bhai, meri taraf aa jao, main aapki maaf kar dunga aapko. Jitne guna ke sab maaf kar dunga. Kitne minor sins, major sins, you name it. Your whole life, and there are many youngsters here, mashallah, in this gathering, do tawbah, because you are a very young age at that moment, at this moment. That means you don't have that many sins to your name. Anybody? Ha. So it's very easy to repent, tawbah, change your life, life free of sin. I'm telling you what will happen, because when you live a free life, free of sin, and now that's become your habit in your teenage years, Allahu Akbar, is very easy as you go on, very easy. Very easy. Then your whole life is hayatan tayyibah, pakiza zindagi, pure life. But if we do not, and we get into a habit of committing sins and guna at a very young age, and we don't do tawbah, we don't leave, then what happens? Slowly, slowly becomes into a habit. And then slowly, slowly changes into addiction. And when it changes into addiction, then I'm telling you this, is very difficult to leave. Very difficult to leave. When you're 40, 50, think, don't worry, when I be 50, when I go for Hajj, I'll change. When I do this, I'll change. Because it's been a habit now for 25, 30 years, it's very, very difficult. Really? That's why Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Nanuti Rahmatullah used to say, the biggest prisoner and the greatest criminal and the greatest prisoner is that prisoner who's imprisoned in his life of sin. He wants to get out, but he can't get out. He's in drugs and is so addicted. He wants to get out, but he can't get out. He's into adultery, zina, fornication. He wants to get out. He's crying. But he goes back to the normal ways. He goes back to sinning. He goes back to zina. He's addicted to so many different ways of zina. He's imprisoned in his life. He wants to get out. He just can't get out anymore. Sabse bada qaidi wo hai jo apne guna ki zindagi mein qaid ho. Nikalna chahta hai, lekin nikal nahi sakta. And there are so many people like that. I know they come to me, man. I've tried, but it's not working. And they cry. But because it becomes such a habit now, it's become an addiction, they're finding it very, you need real strong willpower. As those people who went to rehabilitation and all the other things, you ask them how difficult it is. Then you need actual, worldly rehabilitation as well. Then you need spiritual rehabilitation as well. Then you need to be in the right company as well. And there's so many things you need. That's why at a tender age, abstain from any bad habits. Anybody? This is the night when we turn towards Allah in repentance. And the sharait and the shirt and the condition of tawbah is that we will never, oh Allah, I will never commit this sin again. That's one condition of tawbah. Tawbatan nasuha, sincere repentance. Never commit this sin again. And also make Allahu Akbar be regretful in your heart as well. You are remorseful, you are regretful. Sharminda hai. Maine kya, kitne bure kaam kiye? What have I done? I am a servant of Allah. I am a mu'min. Allah granted me iman. I am born in a Muslim household. My name is Umar. My name is Ismail. My name is Ibrahim. My name is Muhammad. And I am committing sins and I am being disobedient. How can I do that? If my death was to come now, how will I face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And don't think death will come at the age of 60, 70, I've got time after to do tawbah. Nowadays, Allah. Young lads, young teenagers, age of 19, 20, heart attack in the room. It's right in front of our eyes now. But this is a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us, bhai, sudhar jao, sort yourself out. Because when our time comes, it will come. But too late. Masha, nice to see many youngsters studying at this time, even in the madrasa, engaging. That is also a type of ibadat. But mashallah, if your youth is spent in this ibadat, subhanAllah, you're protecting yourself from many harms and many evils. Allah is looking at you with so much mercy and rahmat. So much mercy and rahmat. Allahu Akbar. One great scholar mentions, when we see pious youngsters, pious, nek, nojawan, now anyway, here, everywhere, with beard, jubba, looking pious, doing the ibadat. One great scholar mentioned, that's example of that, mentioned the Quran Kareem, مِن بَيْنِ فَرْثٍ وَدَمٍ لَبَنًا خَالِصًا سَائِغًا لِلشَّارِبِينَ. Allahu Akbar. You know the system inside the cow, I mean where the milk comes out, it comes in between where there's old dung, you know? Dung, crap, rubbish, dirt, filth, blood, and in between that pure milk comes out. That is the system of Allah. The great scholar mentions, subhanAllah, he says, similarly the outside environment is full of dirt and filth and guna and sin, yet there are certain people who protect themselves. They are like white milk, meaning they are pure, their heart is pure, their amal is pure, their iman is pure, their deeds are pure, they don't commit sins, they don't do guna. That is the example. Subhanallah. And this is the great, I would say this is the greatest jihad. That in this polluted environment that we're living in, you're protecting yourself. That is amazing. In our zaman, it was not that bad. Outside, when it was not that bad. Now it's so bad. Just to protect yourself, just praying 5 daily prayers, I will be the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In zaman, mein bachche se 5 waqt ki namaz bhi padh le, Allah ke wali ban jayenge. You become so close to Allah because there's so many things going on, but you're saying, no, that's not for me. I'm a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's not for me. I'm a mu'min. That's not for me. I'm a Muslim. That's not for me. I have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That life is not for me. Why? Because I love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I cannot upset Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We worship Allah. Why do we worship Allah? Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu was saying, teen kisam ki ibadat hai. There are 3 types of ibadat. Kitne kisam ki ibadat hai? Teen kisam ki ibadat guzar hai. Ibadat karna. There are 3 types of worshippers. One type of worshipper is like a business. He's worshipping like a business, like a trade. What does that mean? He's worshipping Allah because he wants Jannah. In return, he wants Jannah. I will worship Allah, but I want Jannah in return. Ek to jo hai, tijarat karne wala, uski ek ibadat hai. कि मैं इबादत इसलिए कर रहा हूं ताकि मुझे बदले में जो है जन्नत मिल जाए, यानी वांट समथिंग इन रिटर्न. मेरे भाई, हां. हजारी देन मेंशन द सेकंड टाइप ऑफ वर्शिपर इज दैट वर्शिपर एक गुलाम की इबादत की तरह. ही इज वर्शिपिंग लाइक अ स्लेव. व्हाट डज इट मीन? ही इज वर्शिपिंग बिकॉज़ ही वांट टू बी अब्स्टेन फ्रॉम जहन्नम. ही वांट्स टू बी फ्री फ्रॉम जहन्नम. तो वो इबादत इसलिए करे ताकि वो जहन्नम में जाना ना पड़े. ही इज वर्शिपिंग अल्लाह सो ही डजंट हैव टू गो टू जहन्नम. Hazrat Ali said that is a worshipper. He is a worshipper like a slave. Ye gulam ki ibadat hai. But then he says, the third type of worshipper is who worships Allah. He's a free worshipper, azad, independent. What type of worship is a free worshipper? He's azad. He's got freedom. He says he worships Allah because he loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not for Jannah, not to protect himself from Jahannam. He's worshipping Allah because he loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. And that is a level, it doesn't come straight away. When there are certain people, because of the excessive ibadat and abstaining from guna, they've understood the purpose of life, their ibadat is at such a level, now they become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now everything they do is for Allah. Because they love Allah so much, they can't wait to start their salah. Because they love Allah so much, namaz time, oh Allah, subhanallah, I'm going to stand in front of my creator. Dhikr time, I'm going to do the dhikr of Allah. Tahajjud, wake up in that. For them, no, they don't even need to put the alarm on. Because the love of Allah is so much, is overwhelming. And that is the status of a believer. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. And those who believe in Allah, they are overflowing in the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for those who really love Allah and the ibadat is for Allah, doing ibadat is not a burden for them. But for people like us and me, it's like a burden. Oh, do you have to get up? Oh, put 3 alarms on, 4 alarms on. Bhai, still not working. It's all to do with love, connection with Allah. In our youth, connect with Allah. I'm telling you, when you get older, you'll be on another level. Then you'll get halawatul iman. Then you get halawatul iman. Then you'll be, taste the sweetness of iman as you get older, because you've really worked on your spirituality, your spiritual development. You really worked on your heart, your inner heart. The heart is clean when he has the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pure zindagi. Allahu Akbar. On one night, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he left his bedding and went to the Qabristan. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala woke up and said, where's the Prophet gone? He must have gone towards his wife somewhere. Gone to his other wives? Where's he gone? So he went to have a look. And Prophet sallallahu was going towards Jannatul Baqi, Qabristan Jannatul Baqi, right next to Masjid al-Nabawi. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was by the grave Qabristan and raising his head and making dua. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala came. Oh, Aisha, what are you doing here? I thought you went to meet one of the wives. I went to look for you. Where are you going? And the Prophet said, do you know what night this is? This night is the 15th of Shaban. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on this blessed night, subhanallah, forgives more number of people, Allahu Akbar, than there is hair on the sheep of the Banu Kalb tribe. They have sheeps. That tribe, and so many sheep, and the hair, how many hair on the sheep? So many. That amount of people Allah is forgiving on this blessed night. Allahu Akbar. Then we will be fools that we don't turn towards Allah for forgiveness. From this we also learn one thing. Prophet went to Qabristan. It was the night of 15th of Shaban. I'd like to mention one thing. People think that to go on the night of 15th of Shaban to the Qabristan is a sunnah. First you need to understand, what is a sunnah? Sunnah is something Prophet did regularly, constantly. Sunnat ka matlab hai aap sunna hamesha us par amal kiya ho. Usko sunnat kehte hain. Samjhe bhai? On this blessed night, Prophet went to Subhanallah the Qabristan. Yes, but it was an isolated incident. It was not a sunnah of the 59th of Shaban. If it was the sunnah of the 59th of Shaban, then every year on the 59th of Shaban, Prophet would have went to the Qabristan. But he did not. That shows that it is not the part of the sunnah of the 59th of Shaban to go to Qabristan. Yes, once in a life, someone was to go due to the deep love for Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he done it, Ashik-e-Rasul, once, twice, isolated, it's not a problem. But to regard that as a sunnah and as a part of the 59th of Shaban, that every time you go to the Qabristan, you need to think about it. Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi would say, جو حکم جس درجے پر ہو اس حکم کو اسی درجے پر رکھنا چاہیے جو حکم جس درجے پر ہو اس کو اسی درجے پر رکھنا چاہیے that lore, that command, that ruling by Allah, which level it is, you keep it to that level. Farz, you keep it to the farz. Wajib, you keep it to wajib. If it's sunnah, you keep it to sunnah. If it's mustahab and nafal, you keep it to mustahab and nafal. Very, very important. Bear that in mind. Allahu Akbar. On this blessed night, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, mashallah, forgives so many people. But there's in one hadith where he mentions that Allah forgives everyone except for four types of people. Allah does not even forgive these four types of people on this, even on this blessed night. Yani chaal log aise hai ki is ba barkat wali raat mein jisme Allah sabko maaf karne ke liye tayyar hai, lekin inki maafi nahi hoti. They are not forgiven. Ye kaun log hai? Mentioned in the hadith, those who commit shirk. Associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is not forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah la yaghfiru an yushraka bihi wa yaghfiru ma duna zalika liman yasha. Allah forgives all the sins except for shirk. Understood? Number two, those who break ties with family members, Allah does not forgive them on this blessed night. You break ties with your brothers, your sisters, your parents, your children, anybody? Your aunties, your uncles, your poopies, your nanny, your nana, all family. There's no forgiveness for you. But actually another hadith mentions, لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ قَاطِعٌ. You will not enter Jannah those who break ties. How many people, we don't talk to their family, don't talk to their brother, don't talk to their sister, don't talk to their family, sometimes for petty reasons. Majority of the time is for money. Majority of the time is money. There's always money behind it, power behind it. And we don't talk. Prophet is saying, وہ جنت میں داخل نہیں ہوگا. Now just think, on one hand, we pray namaz. We pray namaz. Why do we pray namaz? By jannat. We give zakat for jannah. We normally, that's our concept, by taki jannat mil jaye. We go for umrah every year. Two umrahs, three umrahs, four umrahs. What for? Jannat. So many hajj for jannat. Etikaf o Ramazan for jannat. First saf namaz for jannat. Stay in the masjid 24/7 for jannat. We're doing all this. We got the beard, jubbah, niqab, hijab, everything. What for? Jannah. But on the other hand, I don't talk about my brother, don't talk to my sister, don't talk to family, breaking that tie, breaking this tie. No one wants to. And Prophet says, لَا يَدْخُلُ جَنَّةَ قَاتِعٌ قَتَى تَعْلُقْ كَرْنَي وَلَا جَنَّةَ مَنْ دَخِلِ نَيْهُ. On one hand, we're doing all ibadah to enter Jannah, and we say, I'm going to go Jannah, but because of this amal, we're not going to enter Jannah. So what does that mean? On one hand you go to Jannah, I mean Muhaddithin have mentioned that means that because of this sin of breaking ties with family members, what will happen on the day of Qiyamah? First of all, you have to go into Jahannam, bear the punishment. After the punishment is done, then you'll be granted entry into Jannah. If someone says, it's all right, I'll do that, no problem. But you'll be surprised. I've heard someone say, I think I'll be able to bear it. One day in the hereafter, Allahu Akbar, equivalent to 80,000 years of this world. Why you ain't gonna bear it? Why? Forget it. Don't even contemplate it. Socho bhi mat. Ho jayega, bardasht hoga unse. Someone tells us something, we can't even bear that, let alone that. One little small fire of this world. Quickly go. Now like snowflake generation, everything hurts. We can't bear anything anymore. How are we going to bear that? That's why keep good relations with family members. That's the person who would say when you give sadqah, first look at your own family members. If they are entitled to it, give it to them. Whether you get on well with them or you don't get on well with them, it doesn't matter. On one occasion, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, he made an oath, I'm not going to give to my relative because he did something wrong. Allah ta'ala, review the verse of the Quran al-Kareem. No. وَلَا يَأْتَلِ الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَسَعْتَنْ يُوتُ لِلْقُولِ الْقُرْبَى وَالْمُجَهِدِ. Give to your family members. Immediately Abu Bakr Siddiq, when he got this, the verse and the command of Allah, he gave more than he was giving before. He gave more than, why? Allah's command, that's it, finish. It does matter. Family is very important. Family system is very important. Otherwise, slowly, slowly, individualism will creep in. When individual creasing, you can say now, but as you get older, you might have sort of illnesses or whatever, and you know you've got always been that individualism, I'm going to be alone, then who's going to be there to look after you? Now we should be lucky that if you've got our parents who are doing their khidmat and they're not going away, it's very lucky because now you're getting jannat. You're doing the khidmat of your parents, your elders, you're getting jannat. And if we are going in some other caring home, Allah knows about the Iman, Islam, who's caring for you, who's looking after you. We don't know. But this only happens if there's a strong family bond. Strong. Prophet gave so much emphasis. He mentioned, مَنْ وَسَلَ وَسَلَهُ اللَّهُ مَنْ قَطَعَ قَطَعَهُ اللَّهُ. He who joins family ties and family relationship. It's broken up, let's join it quickly. جوڑنے کا کام کرو, توڑنے کا کام مت کرو. Allah joins with them. Allah joins with them. So breaking ties, that person doesn't get forgiveness. A third one who's disobedient to their parents. Maa baap ka nafarman, uski maghfirat nahi. Allah. In the Quran Kareem, where Allah talks about his rights, immediately after his rights, Allah talks about the rights of parents. Look at the Quran Kareem. Study very carefully. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Your Lord ordains you that you worship no one but Allah, but Him. Wabil walidain ihsana, will keep good relations with your parents. Allah first, parents after, immediately. وَإِذَا أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ لَا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. A covenant that we took with the Banu Israel, don't worship no one but Allah and be good with your parents. Be good with your parents. Even if you are so knowledgeable, you may be more knowledgeable than your parents, but still you should not even walk in front of your parents. You may be an alim, Sheikhul Hadith, whatever you may be. You may be a PhD graduate, a professional doctor, lawyer. When your parents are there, lower your gaze. When they're walking, don't walk in front of them. That is adab. We have forgotten that. We will even argue and debate, I have more knowledge than my father. That knowledge, if you think that you have more knowledge than your father and you have been disrespectful, that is jahalat. You've learned nothing. Ad-deenu kulluhu adab. Whole of deen is adab. Whole of deen is. It's very important for us to understand this. Many, it doesn't matter how much knowledge you're getting, Quran, Hadith, Tafsir, but our parents' adab and respect is very important. Because by doing their qiman and adab, you're going to get Jannah. Very, very important. We forget the respect of our parents. Because remember, while they are alive, do their khidmat. When they have gone and away from this world, the many doors of dua are all closed after that. Because while they are alive, they're making dua for you. The mother is dua, making dua for you. The father is making dua for you. When they have gone, who will make dua for you? Because the parents love their children more than anything. So when you go home, do their khidmat. How am I doing khidmat? You know, when we eat on the table, 5-6 people all sit on the table. We've eaten, we leave the plate there, leave the roti there, leave the salad there, go straight, wash our hands and go. Who's going to do all that? The mom. You get out of bed, the bed's not all untidy, you go in there, your mom's doing your bed as well, your mom's doing your thing, and everything else as well. But she won't hardly say anything, she'll do it. Once we reach that, okay, when you're small, you're still child, it's understandable. As you get older, bhai, look after yourself now. Wash your own plate, wash your own dishes, do your own bed. Balki, you should be doing the bed of your own parents as well, their dishes as well. Mom, you sit down, you relax, I'll clean up for you, I'll do the clothing for you, I'll do this for you. And we say, I'm bored, I've got nothing to do, I need time pass and watch Netflix. You've got so much things you can do. Do the khidmat of your parents. Gain the duas. I'm telling you, you just do it for one week. The amount of du'as you're going to get from your parents, I'm telling you, you'll be jannati straight away. But here, what's happening here? We don't see that now. It's not happening anymore. It's all going. But if we can still change it, we can still change it. You just do it for one week, their khidmat. You'll notice the difference, and the du'as that will come from your parents are definitely. Plus, you're also studying as well. You're studying ilm and deen. Amazing. And don't feel embarrassed. Sometimes your parents get old. You need to hold them. You need to hold their hands. When we were small, they hold our hands as well. Unconditional. We couldn't sleep in the night. They'll wake up in the night. They'll wash everything, all our dirt and filth. They'll wash it as well. They'll never say, "Ugh, I'm not washing it. It's dirty." Nay. That was love. They had love even doing that. They felt so close to their children. And when our elders get older, they might forget things, they might not know many things, they might be forgetful, they might have problems in istinja, wuzu, whatever, but nay, I have to be there. Ajeeb gharib. Think very carefully. And I know so many people, mashallah, children, their parents on the deathbed, they're on a wheelchair, they can't even walk. But until the day they passed away, they did all their khidmat. And they regard it as an honor, not as a burden, as an honor. Why? This is Allah's command. Where is the Qarni? He from Yemen, he wanted to come to be a Sahabi, a Rasul. Want to see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he said, "Ya Rasulallah, I want to come, but my mother is ill. What should I do?" Prophet said, "Go and do khidmat of your mother. What a great honor to be a Sahabi of Rasul. A great honor. But Prophet said, no, your mother is ill, you do the khidmat of your mother.
Allahu Akbar.
So he didn't say, no, I still want to come. He went, he did the khidmat of his mother. And then what? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when you do khidmat of your parents and you do good, that amal is not unnoticed. Allah ta'ala rewards. Allah rewards. How was he rewarded? Prophet was about to pass away. He said to Umar, yeah, oh Umar, there's going to be a caravan, traveling caravan coming from Yemen. And from one of those caravans, one day, there will be a person named Uwais Qarni. When he comes, request him to make dua, because his dua will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Allahu Akbar.
And Hazrat Umar, every time a traveling caravan would come from Yemen, look by, is Uwais Qarni here?
No.
Is Uwais Qarni here? No. Next year, one again, is Uwais Qarni here? Yes, he's here. I call him. Are you Uwais?
Yes. I request you to make dua for me, for all of us.
So why?
Because when Prophet, before he departed, he mentioned your name, that Uwais Qarni will come, and when he comes, request dua, because he did the khidmat of his mother, his dua will be accepted by Allah.
Allah.
Amen. So may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. Respect and adab our parents. One is your biological parents, then your spiritual parents are your ustads. Respect of ustads. Don't walk in front of your teachers. Even school, at school day also, your teachers, don't walk in front of them. Show them the adab. Then this is what Islam teaches. Immediately they'll come into the fold of Islam. Immediately come to the fold. Where do you get this from? Our Islam teaches adab and respect. That's teacher as well, elders as well, head teacher as well, in school as well, in college as well. You will see how it goes. As Ali used to say, "Man ta'allam al-harf fa huwa mawla." He who teaches even one letter, he's your master. Jisne aapko ek harf bhi sikhaya, wo aapka aqa ho gaya. Don't walk in front of them. Give them the respect, give them the talk. You get so much barakat in your ilm and knowledge, even in your secular education and your deen.
May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to appreciate these blessed nights. So we turn towards Allah, we do tawbah, we repent, inshallah, make dua for forgiveness as well, inshallah. Mala dhushan padhe, so we make dua, inshallah.
سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى سلام على المرسلين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وانزله المقعد المقرب عندك اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني ردا لا تسخط بعدا وبدا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وعلى محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمد وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك كردا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وعده الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جزيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم. صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وآل محمد كما جعلت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله التحيات لله، الصلوات لله، الزاكيات لله، السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله، شهدت أن محمد رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات، الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات، الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله، السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله، الصلوات الطيبات، السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات، الصلوات الطيبات لله، السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله.
اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام، تبارك يا ذا الجلال والكرام. اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك ومثنى عبادتك. اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت، ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، الأحياء منهم والأموات، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. يا الله ما نقول لكم ما فرما. والله please forgive our sins. والله forgive our minor sins. Forgive our major sins. والله والله grant us goodness in this world and goodness in the hereafter. والله والله keep us steadfast upon إيمان. والله when we depart from this world we depart with إيمان. والله والله grant us جنة الفردوس. والله grant us جنة الفردوس. والله grant us جنة الفردوس. والله grant us جنة without reckoning. والله without reckoning. والله grant us the توفيق to appreciate these blessed nights. والله والله accept our توبة. والله accept our توبة. والله grant us forgiveness. والله grant us forgiveness. Oh Allah. Oh Allah, protect the iman of our future generation. Oh Allah. Oh Allah. Oh Allah, grant us hayatan tayyiba. Oh Allah, grant us a pure life. Oh Allah. Oh Allah, grant us a pure life. Oh Allah, grant us your closeness. Oh Allah, grant us your closeness. Oh Allah, grant us the tawfiq of Allah to reach the month of Ramadan. Oh Allah. Oh Allah, make this month of Ramadan a means of our forgiveness. Oh Allah, means of hidayah and guidance. Oh Allah, for ourselves and for our family members and for the whole of the ummah. Oh Allah, all those who are ill. Oh Allah, grant them shifa. Oh Allah, all those who are parishan in difficulty. Oh Allah, remove those difficulties. Oh Allah, all those mu'mineen, Allah, who have passed away. Oh Allah, Allah grant them jannatul firdaus. Oh Allah, illuminate their graves. Oh Allah, Allah protect them from the azab and the punishment of the grave. Oh Allah, punishment of the hereafter. Oh Allah, oh Allah, grant us the book of deeds in our right hands. Oh Allah, grant us the book of deeds in our right hand. Oh Allah, oh Allah, all the students who are studying the deen of Allah. Oh Allah, grant them ilm nafi. Oh Allah, grant them ilm nafi. Oh Allah, grant them such knowledge which will be beneficial. Oh Allah, oh Allah, grant them your closeness. Oh Allah, grant them your closeness. Oh Allah, oh Allah, grant us goodness in this world, success in this world, and success in the hereafter. Oh Allah, Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Wa sallallahu ta'ala khayra khalqi sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Bi rahmatillahi.